Well, om is a word that, what can I say, represents to our ears that sound of the energy of the universe, of which all things are manifestations. And om, it's a wonderful word. It's written A-U-M. You start in the back of the mouth, ah. And then ooh, you fill the mouth. And mm closes at the mouth. And when you have pronounced this properly, all vowel sounds are in that pronunciation. And consonants are regarded simply as interruptions of om. And all words are thus fragments of om, as all images are fragments of the form of forms of which all things are just reflections. And so om is a symbol, a symbolic sound that puts you in touch with that throbbing being that is the universe. And when you hear some of these Tibetan monks that are over here from the Gyutdo Monastery outside of Lhasa, when they sing the om, you know what it means, all right. That's the zoom of being in the world. And to be in touch with that and to get the sense of that, that is the peak experience of all. The birth, the coming into being, and the dissolution, the cycle of that. And this is called the four element syllable. What is the fourth element? Ah, oo, mm, and the silence out of which it comes, back into which it goes, and which underlies it. Now my life is the ah, oo, mm, but there is a silence that underlies it, and that is what we would call the immortal. This is the mortal, and that's the immortal, and there wouldn't be this if there weren't that.
The meaning is essentially wordless.
Yes. Well, words are always qualifications and limitations.
And yet, Joe, all we puny human beings are left with is this miserable language, beautiful though it is, that falls short of trying to describe.
That's right. And that's why it's a peak experience to break past all that every now and then, to realize, oh, ah, I think so.